Hi, this is Madeline McLean, please.
It's talking.
Hey, Madeline, my name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal with a law firm helping you with your Scottish egress case.
Oh, yes.
I've got a password on your account for the 2025, Madeline.
Say that again?
I've got a password on your account for Derek 2025.
That's that.
Okay, perfect. Do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me, Madeline, about your case?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. So you've been speaking to our customer care team, I think it was James or one of the team over there. They get you to a certain point, Madeline,
mm-hmm.
in the process, and then they hand you over to my team, which is the investigation team.
Mm-hmm.
And what we specialise in, Madeline, is writing to the likes of social services, educational authorities, and gathering the evidence for you to substantiate your claim.
Yeah.
Now, it's not just writing to the social services, Madeline. It's mm-hmm. also trying to get to know you a little better
yeah.
and trying to understand the trauma that you suffered as a child,
mm-hmm.
how that has had a lasting effect.
I was very young when I was in the home, but it's just these little things I remember.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you some questions, Madeline.
Yeah.
The reason why is, obviously, I want to paint a picture. If I can evidence, any sort of depression, anxiety, PTSD, any issues with alcohol or substances, like suicide attempts or anything like that,
I can
write to those regulators or to those authorities, gather that evidence. And then,
mm-hmm.
Obviously try and build a picture of, Madeline in care and obviously Madeline because of care. Does that make sense, Ms. McLean?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. So, obviously there was a few no's there. Have you ever been diagnosed with any sort of anxiety or depression, Madeline?
No.
Okay.
Can I just put this TV in? Really bad line, hold on.
Yeah, no problem.
Just I live out in the country and sometimes my phone goes dead.
Yeah, I live in a little village
as well. Yeah, yes.
Okay, have you had any issues with alcohol or any substance
issues? No. Okay. Not at all.
I've never... Okay, and then the other stuff for Madeline, which I probably won't hit, have you ever tried to take your own life, Madeline?
No.
Okay. Well, what do you think, what do you think the impact of you being in care has had on you as an adult?
Me and my sister was playing in the back, it went up high out and we nearly got killed. And I remember that.
Your line is really bad, Madeline. I'm catching every second word.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go on.
Me and my sister was in the pram shed and it went on fire and we were locked in. Someone had locked us in. My big sister got me out.
Okay, and
if you look back, you'll see, I can't remember, it's a few years ago, it happened again. You'll see that in message. I think it was an insurance company or something.
I'm okay.
I did go back with my sister a few years ago, and I did recognize it straight away.
Yeah. Okay. So what I'm going to do, Madeline, is I'm going to write to you the social services over in Inverness. I write to the Education Authority also. Gather as much evidence as I can from your time in care. When I get that information, Madeline, do you want me to send it to you as well? Do you want to copy
it? Yes, please, if you don't mind.
No, not at all.
And there's a few other things that happened as well.
Okay. Obviously, Madeline, rather than I'll go through it now and drag you over those holes,
we'll
get your information back from your time in care. I'll send you copies of absolutely everything I get, and we'll go through it all together.
Okay.
Look, make sure, obviously, you know, it may take up a lot of memories, so we can go through all of your statements and make sure that you're happy with all of these statements that we've got.
Just a few things that I was concerned about. I noticed, I can't remember, his name was Oliver. They sent me a thing back, and they put my wrong name down.
Okay.
Which I don't think was,
Let me just check.
One of the things he sent me.
Okay, so I put you down as Miss Madeline Rosemary McLean.
That's right. The thing is, I've always been called Marley. The reason why my dad was dyslexic, and my mum said go and register, and he didn't. That he spelled it Madeline. And on my birth certificate and everything, it's my name. My proper name is Madeline. My name on my birth certificate is Madeline.
Okay.
But all my sisters and brothers and my mum used to call me Marley.
Yeah. What do you think the social workers would know?
Pardon?
What would the social workers know you as? Or what would
Hopefully, Marley.
Okay. So I've got your previous name here as Marlene.
That's what I explained to the solicitor about my dad. That he just liked it and he went to register me and he stopped it off.
Okay. Okay. So that's fine. That's totally fine. All the information will go out in Madeline Rosemary McLean.
That's right, yeah.
Was you known as Madeline Rosemary McLean in care?
Surely I am. Unless my mum had, or my dad. I don't know. You see, I was only little.
Yeah, okay. No problem. So what we'll do, Madeline, is we'll go through everything together. Once you get your information back, like I said. Make sure you're happy with all of our evidence that we've gathered. Make sure all your statements, you're happy with all of the statements. What we'll then do is we then wait for what's called a panel day, Mother.
Yeah.
That's where a panel of individuals inside of the Scottish Redress will judge our case. It's a behind closed door panel, Madeline, so there's no need for us to attend. It's not like a children's panel that you may have been involved in as a child. From the panel base, we await hopefully the recognition of any wrongdoing that you deserve, and hopefully an offer of financial compensation. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah. It's just hopefully it'll stay on my record that I was shot as well. And
are you what?
I was shot. Well, I think it was one of the kids that was in the home. And we was walking to see a donkey, I think it was. I think its name was Smokey. And I used to go up with some of my sisters. And we all got shot. I got shot in my leg, got back in my leg.
Not shot?
Yeah, it's just like a gun, a little, you know, like a pellet gun or whatever it is.
I'm shot.
Yeah, I know. And another time that I was there, we were playing upstairs in the roof, all of my sisters, and then I heard someone shout, "Quick, they're coming up the stairs." So my sister jumped into my bed and I jumped into her bed. And when I got in, I noticed the bed was wet. So they took me out and they put me in a cot at the top of the stairs. It was like a windy stairs. And they made me sleep there all night. And it wasn't me that slept there, it was my sister Jean.
Oh.
Yeah, there's two things I remember.
Yeah. When you shot in the leg by the pelican, did you go to hospital for that or?
No.
Okay. So, do you have any questions for me, Madeline, on what my role is and how I'm going to achieve for the next
I think the first solicitor rang me, Andrew, I think his name was.
Yeah.
He said, and that was on the 22nd of December.
Yeah.
He said to me, like, we'll get on with everything and you should be paid out by 3 to 4 months.
Yeah. Okay. So
this is starting to go on and on and on.
Yeah. So that's What Andrew isn't the law, isn't the lawyer. He is part of the legal team here. What he's looking at, and no disrespect, Madeline, is looking at your age.
Yes,
anyone over 67 does get prioritised, if you like, for discussion visas. The issue that we've got, Madeline, is that we're applying to councils up in Inverness to get the information back. Now, with all due respect, they don't care how old you are. And they get us the information when they get us the information. Even though we're a law firm and we're fighting tooth and nail, threatening them with legal action, it kind of comes back when it comes back. Never. That's why I wanted to do one of the things I wanted to cover off on you. We are literally at the hands of these civil servants.
Yeah.
But we are, it's in our best interest. We've put a lot of money into your case. Scottie Breeze must have also looked at your case.
This is the third phone call I got off NME.
Yeah. This is the third phone call.
Third phone call, someone phoned me, and Oliver phoned me, actually he's going and said that someone's going to be in touch with you, and he said, oh, so phone tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Never got no phone call.
Okay. So, just to give you a bit of an idea of what the customer care team have done for you so far, because obviously they've collected your identification, so that is your passport.
I've got your passport, my driving license.
You've got your driver's license.
My bank details, I think it was.
What they also have to do is also have to send off documentation to the Scottish Redress itself to accept your case.
Yeah.
So what they've done is sent off the application forms with all of your details on, your care setting and your statements that you've attached.
Okay.
And the Scottish Redress have to then go through it all and check everything and have seen that you do have a case. So it's now our job to then write to the Inverness Social Services and gather all the evidence for you. So I do apologise.
Can I just say, Michael, my sister Jean was telling me that we were twice in that home. When we got out. And then my sister said we were in again. I can't remember that.
Okay, get all that from social. We'll get all that information for you.
I can't remember. I remember my dad coming to pick me up and I hit him and said, why have you left me here? I was only little. Yeah. Two or three. Maybe four. Don't take my word, but God, it was years ago.
Yeah, we'll get it. When we get the information, because we'll ask for all of your time in
case. Oh, that's cool.
So we'll get that and we'll share it with you, and then obviously you have your own records of everything as well.
That'd be good.
Okay. I'm Madeline, just before I obviously start, chasing Inverness Social Services, you need to make sure that you are fully aware of our fees, Madeline.
Yes, I am, but the thing is, when solicitors have been phoning me, they haven't told me what, a 4-year solicitor or a 10-year solicitor or what.
Okay.
I haven't had that. No one sent me anything detailed about the solicitor.
Let me run through this with you and I'll be right to you with all my information in the next 2 weeks.
Right, thanks. That's super.
I'll run through it with you now, make sure that you fully understand everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, just to let you know that you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself, Madeline.
You did tell me that last week.
Yeah, you don't need the help of a law firm to do that, but also, you probably need to go out and gather your own evidence. But that's an option for you. So
I did say last week, I'll let you deal with it. You start it, you can finish it.
Okay, perfect, thank you. But I didn't think I'm going to give you these options with you anyway.
Yeah.
So option two, Madeline, is there are other law firms out there in England and Scotland that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress and won't charge you any fees.
Yeah.
Now, the reason they don't charge fees, Madeline, is that they participate in what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws that case. Now, as a fellow law firm, I can't legally go into and discuss what those law firms would do for you, or probably more importantly, Madeline, what they won't do for you.
Mm-hmm.
They get paid anyway. All I can tell you is that we as an MA, we don't participate in that government legal fee scheme. What we do is enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no win, no fee contract.
Mm-hmm.
And where if you win, we win, you lose, we lose together. It's on us as a law firm to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can for you, Madeline, to give you the best possible chance. Our fees, Madeline, are capped. They're actually capped at 15% plus VAT. Now,
so that's what?
So that's 19.2% in total, Madeline.
Because I got told that it was 20%.
Yeah, they say that for ease of tongue or ease of conversation.
Right. Okay. I mean, it was 40 to start with, but luckily I read through it and I told my sister, oh, wait, you've got it wrong. It says 40%. Did you read the letters? Anyway, she phoned them up and they went down to 25. And then my sister was not happy. She went down to 20 because I was at the time.
Oh, was you? I have seen, I can't just anyway.
I think you tried to get hold of me, but you wouldn't have got me in Australia.
No, I'm not saying it's that late, Madeline, to get you. I'm sorry. So just, obviously, our fees are capped, Madeline, at 16% plus VAT, so the most you'll ever pay, and my grandma's work and effort and time goes into your case, is 19.2% including the VAT. On the flip side of that, Madeline, the no-fee side, of the no-win, no-fee contract. Because you've come through the care system and are deemed a vulnerable client, excuse me, I haven't labelled you that, is that, but you are deemed a vulnerable client, we will never put you under any sort of financial pressure if you're only successful with your case.
Yeah.
Well, that means you wouldn't do it. You just wouldn't. Our insurance policy covers our fees anyway, Madeline. We certainly wouldn't be coming looking for our fees from you.
It's a lot of worry, you know, you're taking this job on that, and I'm saying, Lord, good God, Mum, is it going to cost a lot of money? And she said, no, it won't. They'll just take their fee, and that'll be it.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. It won't cost you a penny, Madeline. The documentation that you signed, you should have copies of in your email. Or
I have got all that, yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you exactly the same thing. But I just need to run through with you on this compliance call. That's all, just to make sure you're fully aware. Do you understand those three options I've given you, Madeline?
Yes, I have. I signed last week to say that you and MA can deal with it.
Definitely.
It's too much stress for me because I get very stressed.
Yeah, me too.
It's not that, Michael. It's just when I get stressed, I mean, I was in the hospital a few months ago and was very ill because I've got a couple of Crohn's disease. And then on that, giving me a stoma bag. So, you know, I've all that to worry about. Just tell me everything they say, Maureen. They don't have to call me. Just let me know.
Yeah.
She says, I'll let you know, Mum.
Well, you don't have to deal with me now for another however long until I get your information back.
Yeah,
I'll just email you every month just to let you know how I'm getting on. You've got my number now, Madeline. If you need anything, just save my number, please. My name's Michael.
Michael, the thing is that Jean gave me your number and I tried ringing it and it was always going on to the answer machine.
Just leave me a message, please, Madeline. Because of the system, it doesn't really pick up missed calls, but if you leave me a message, there's a message there it has to give me. So if you can leave me a message.
I did send a message saying, Michael, it's Marlene. I hear you've been trying to get in touch with me. Could you please get back to me?
Yeah, I may have got you as a Marlene. So that's it. When I'm searching Marlene on the system.
Of course. I'm known by Marlene because my mum and my family. They've always called me Marlene, but on my birth certificate, it's Madeline. My dad couldn't spell it right.
Yeah, sorry. I'm so sorry, Madeline. just letting you know, Madeline, you signed some paperwork with us at a fee agreement with us on the
phone. That's right, yes, I did.
You have 14 day cooling off period from that date, which then runs out on the 13th of April. What that means, Madeline, is we can't really start working on your case until after the cooling off period because it's a bit of a free 14 days for you to change your mind, rip up the paperwork and walk away. Or alternatively, if you're happy, you know, happy for us to crack on.
Yeah, just crack on.
You have the right to waive the 14 day cooling off period and we can crack on with your case.
I think I signed a paper, was it a week or 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. So you're happy to wait for 14 day cooling off period?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, Marlene. Madeline, if you need me, please give me a call.
I will do that. Thanks a lot for calling, Michael.
Good to be speaking to you, Madeline. Thank you so
much. Okay, then. You take care.
Thank you for your patience, Madeline, as well.
Okay, then.
Thank you.
Right, bye.
Bye now. Bye.